continuing the conversation with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, we were talking about privatizing higher education and unfortunately ran out of time while we were on the air, but this is a complicated issue. Mm-hmm. This is something that I'm sure you've, you know, been watching. How does SIU, I don't know if I want to use the word combat something like that, how do you talk to lawmakers about what that potentially means?
Well, this is a classic public policy question that they're going to have to wrestle with, assuming that bill comes back next spring. And we will have a responsibility to try to paint the picture of what a privatized higher education system would look like. It seems, as we understand it, that Senator Brady's bill, again, if it comes back, would move state funding toward a voucher type of system where a student would have money added to the MAP grant program or maybe some other college access grant programs. That voucher could then be used to pay for education at whatever school the student chose to attend. Right now, the institutions in the state of Illinois, all told, each year receive a little over $1 billion. That is the state support for all of higher education of the public schools. So Senator Brady's bill, at least as it was introduced this year, would pull all of that money away and be used then to support these voucher programs. So a couple of issues, I think, come to mind there, one of which is we anticipate that this might be a backdoor way of pulling back on funding generally. So let's say that what is coming to the institutions now is something in the vicinity of $1.1, $1.2 billion. We are concerned that in this transition, instead of having that 1.1, 1.2, it would get pulled back. It would be some lesser amount to save on higher education funding. So that would be one thing to be very careful of. Another issue that comes into play when you're talking about a fairly sizable amount of money going into every student's grant that could then be used at any school for post-secondary education is the fact that there is probably a policy question, if not a question of constitutionality, on the fact that many of these grant programs using state dollars would be going to support institutions that certainly are more sectarian. So if you think of some of the schools in Illinois that have clear relationships or affiliations with religious organizations, let's say, Then you have a question there about public funds being used for that purpose and whether that creates problems of constitutionality, and most likely that would have to get dealt with. And then if there's a third issue that's out there, I think it's just my worry about the loss of investment to a public system of higher education in the state. A lot of listeners don't know this, Jen, but if you go back 50 years in the state of Illinois, the Illinois higher education system was really seen as among the best two or three in the entire country. We were always there with California. It was also seen maybe as the nation's finest system. New York was another competitor state for having really the best statewide system of higher education with its institutions. And we're at a point, if we move into privatization, where we're going to see a discontinuation of that state investment. We're going to see a wonderful asset for Illinois over the years potentially be degraded, if not lost. And that worries me tremendously. And maybe these market-driven approaches are something that we're just not going to be able to, you know, to push off forever. But we have a great and powerful asset in Illinois higher education, and I do worry that this change in investment causes that to disappear over the course of maybe a generation or two.
Certainly something that I'm sure you're going to keep your eyes
absolutely
on.
Absolutely. We will watch the future of this bill. Senator Brady had pulled it this spring, as we said on the broadcast, but he's also promised to do some work on it and then bring it back in the spring of 16. So we're going to have to watch this very closely.
Sure. We've talked a lot about the budget over the last several months, and that is still something that a lot of people are really curious about, really wondering what's going to happen. I wondered if we could talk specifically about the cuts to grants. We've heard a lot about the Autism Project, how that's going to help for the, or how it will hurt, rather, the Center for Autism Spectrum Disorders at SIU Carbondale. There's also talk of cutting funding to Amtrak, which really affects a lot of students that come to SIU Carbondale. I've heard MAP grant funding is in jeopardy as well. What do all these grants and the potential cuts mean for SIU?
Well, one of the pieces of information that kind of gets lost as we see this information drip out from Springfield about pulling back on grants and things of that nature is that all told at this point, at SIU Carbondale, we've lost about $10 million. And people think that, you know, we're kind of taking a small hit here and there. But when you look at the cumulative effect of that, this year, out of the present budget, we're down $10 million in state support. Most listeners know that as part of the FY15 budget fix, we gave up 2.25% of our state funding, our general revenue fund state support. But then with these other grants that have been announced for cuts, we've been getting battered by those as well. So, for instance, you know, we run our coal research operations out at Coal Park. We lost in that program itself about $3.5 million. That essentially put out of work nine of our what we call on campus administrative professional staff members. 13 faculty members doing research lost those research dollars. That would be summer work for them in moving on with some of that funded research work. 24 graduate students were hired out at Coal Park, out at our research center there. Luckily, we're able to carry them through till the end of the semester through the good work of our vice chancellor for research here and his offices, but they're going to be out of opportunities if that money doesn't come back. Many of our listeners know well about the loss of funding, again, mid-year, this year, right now, for our Center for Autism Spectrum Disorders. Again, that involved a couple of AP staffers, a civil service person, faculty research loss, two student employees cut. Again, with all of these people, we're trying to find other jobs for them, but we haven't been able to for everyone. And with autism, the loss of services to about 150 families. Our economic and regional development work lost a couple of employees, $115,000. As we sit here today at the studios of WSIU, the Illinois Arts Council had to pull back on about $70,000 of support, but that's costing WSIU a small match on the federal side. These things have fingers that reach out. There are impacts that take place that when these cuts get made, we can't control, and sometimes I'm afraid people don't even think through. So it's a serious issue. $10 million down for just this fiscal year, and of course, continuing to work on the budget for FY16 that, as we tape today, is still sitting there proposing a 31.5% cut. So I guess the point of all this for me, Jennifer, would be to say to those hearing this, it's time to activate, to really get in front of our state elected officials, to let the governor know the seriousness of what's proposed here if we're not able to turn this around in some way.
We always hope each month when you come in that we'll have some good news, that there's more money, and that everything's going to be fine. I appreciate your time. I know that this is difficult.
It's going to be a long spring. I mean, I think we're going to be waiting into late June, early July before we know the answer to all this. So everyone has to stay vigilant and keep informed of what's going on.
And we appreciate you talking to us about these issues.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.